many people probably have a question, why on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when people are so busy preparing for Yom Tov, was this night picked to get together to talk about Rosh Hashanah? There are two reasons to explain why tonight is the right night. One is, there's exactly one day left to Tov Shin Samach Zayin. The last day of the year, Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, Yom Echad Bishana Choshev Shana. One day in the year is considered by the Beira Olam to be a year. All of us, every single person, would be very happy to be given to prove himself one day, and that is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam should look at him when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. All of us would be very happy to be able to put on for the Ribbono Shel Olam the nicest day that we have and tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, make the Yom Adin the way that day looks. We have that day. We have that day being Erev Rosh Hashanah. The last day of the year, Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, as the ability to change the whole year. If a person uses the last day of the year for what he is supposed to, if a person realizes that tomorrow is Erev Rosh Hashanah, it is not just a regular day, it is Erev Rosh Hashanah, there is a Machlekes HaPeskim, whether Rosh Hashanah is a time to cry or not. The Halakhic Sam Sefer says that there is no machlekes hapeskim what one has to do Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees, is a day of p'chi and a day of tefillah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day when it's the last chance and the last time that a person has to take Tov Shin Samach Zayin and to turn it around. And that is why it is very important for us to use this day a little bit different than we're accustomed to. To use this day for tefillah. I still remember the first year after my chasana, walking in Erev Rosh Hashanah to my father Zecheinu Levracha. Something that looks to us to be a very normal thing, to walk in Erev Rosh Hashanah, to say a ksiva v'chsiva teiva, and to get a bracha, a ksiva v'chsiva teiva. And all it was to take a car service from Barapak to Flatbush. And the psak that I got at that time, I still remember. Is there anything else to do Erev Rosh Hashanah? That's what you have to do Erev Rosh Hashanah, is to ride around in a car. That is the way Gedali Yisrael understood what Erev Rosh Hashanah is about. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day when the Emas Yom Adin, the Chedas Yom Adin, changes a person. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, a person can change himself. And a person can prove himself. And a person can tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, look at the year Tov Shin Samach Zayin, the way the Erev Rosh Hashanah, the way I was Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's another nekuda. There's another very important nekuda. And that nekuda is something that one has to understand. What is our Aveda in this world? For what did we come down to this world? The Mishnah says in Masechtas Aveis, Echad Shogeg ve'echad Mezid v'chilul Hashem. When one is Mechal Shem Shamayim Rachmana Litzlon, it is no difference if he was Mechal Shem Shamayim b'Shogeg or he was Mechal Shem Shamayim b'Mezid. And when one learns this Mishnah, one should ask a very simple question. B'Shogeg chilul Hashem, why is it so chomor? Just like it will be a mezid. Echad shogeg ve'echad mezid. There's no difference whether you are a shogeg or you are a mezid b'chilul Hashem. And I saw in a sefer a moshul nifla to understand this Mishnah. There was a Yid in Yishalayim HaKadosh who had a printing press. And he had an old printing press. And he finally decided it's time to modernize. And he ordered from Chutz La'aretz a new press. Came to Haifa on a ship. On a certain day it was supposed to arrive. and he took a person and he told him, you do me a favor, you have a good luck truck, go down to Haifa for me, I will pay you for the shlichus. Go down with the papers in the morning, they unload the ship. At night you'll get the machine, you'll bring it to me to Yerushalayim. And he asked him a favor. While you're in Haifa, I have an uncle that lives there, an old uncle. Do me a favor, in the middle of the day you have nothing to do. Go and visit my uncle. He comes back to Yerushalayim at night, empty-handed. The person asks him, where is my machine? And he says, what do you mean? I did your shlichus. I spent 3 hours talking to your uncle. Everybody understands that's not a teretz. There's no teretz. He forgot to bring the machine. That's what I took you for. That's what I rented the truck for. That's what I gave you money for. Derech Agav, I asked you to go to my uncle. If the story would have been the opposite, you would have brought me the machine, and I would have asked you, did you go to my uncle, and you would have said you forgot, I would understand that you forgot. But if that's what I took you for, and that's what you took a big truck for, you took it to bring a machine, you cannot tie that you forgot. Echad sheigeg ve'echad mezid b'chilul Hashem. We came to this world. Every single person came down to this world for a tafkid, with a shlichus. The shlichus that every single nivra has is to be mekadesh shem shamayim, to bring out kveid shamayim, to be marbe kveid shamayim. On everything else one can say, I forgot. But when it comes to kveid shamayim, when it comes to kveid shamayim, which that is our shlichus, there is no teretz shoigeg, there is no teretz I forgot, because that's what you're here on this world for. You're here on this world to be marbe kveid shamayim. The same Mishnah tells us, hamachalel shem shamayim b'seisel nifroim mimeni begolui. Person that's machalel shem shamayim b'seisel. The Mishnah has no words. Chilul Hashem. What does chilul Hashem mean? In our eyes, chilul Hashem means you do something in front of other people. The Rambam says, chilul Hashem means if one does something wrong in front of 10 Yidden, he's mechalel shem shamayim. But how is it possible? Hamechalel shem shamayim b'seisel. What does it mean b'seisel? In a hidden place, there's nobody there. How can I be mechalel shem shamayim? Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains this Mishnah in Ruach Chaim HaMesechtes Oveis, that the word Chilul Hashem, Mechalel Shem Shamayim, the Shirish of the word Mechalel is from the word Cholol. Cholol means empty. Cholol means a vacuum. The world was created that all over there should be Kveid Malchus Shamayim. The world was created that should be Nisraba Kveid Shamayim all over. When a person says Rab Chaim Volozhiner, goes bechadrei chadorim, nobody knows about it, he's completely alone, and he does an aveira rachmona litzlam, he's causing a cholol. He's telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't exist in this place, in this hidden place that I am, in this cholol. There is a cholol, there's a vacuum, it's void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Mechalel Shem Shamayim B'Seisel. That is called Chilul Hashem. Mechalel Zayin. Making a Cholol, making a vacuum of Shem Shamayim. We are here on this world with a Shlichus. A Shlichus not to make a vacuum, not to make a Cholol, just to do the opposite. To be Marbe Kveid Shamayim. And we have to remember our Shlichus. In the busiest of times, in the busiest of times, one has to remember, what are we here for? Why are we here on this world? What is our tafkid on this world? Our tafkid on this world is to be marbe kveid shamayim. The tafkid of an isha in being marbe kveid shamayim is probably greater in a certain sense than the tafkid of an ish. The tafkid of an isha is to build a bayis, that the bias will be a bias that will come out of it, ribui kveid shamayim, And not a bias that will have in it a vacuum. Not a bias that will have in it an echalol. The tafkid of the Isha in Klal Yisrael, the tafkid of the Isha that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave, was that she should watch, she should be the shomeres of the bias of Klal Yisrael. That bias should be a bias that brings out Kveit Shamayim, and not that bias should be a vacuum of Kveit Shamayim. The bias should be a bias of Yiddishkeit. The bias should be a bias where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name and the idea of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be constant. Let us understand that what is missing today in our chinuch is Dvarim Pshutim. When is the last time that our children have heard from their mechanchim that they're the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on the world? When is the last time that they were taught about Amunah? When is the last time that they were taught to know that there is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam and to live with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? What is Rosh Hashanah? What is Rosh Hashanah? Let us open my machzer and look in the machzer of Rosh Hashanah and start learning the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Nowhere in the davening of Rosh Hashanah does the person ask for himself, except in Zechreinu L'chaim, which has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah the Kedavening. The tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah have to do with his galus of Malchus Shamayim. You ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, V'sim Leich Atuhu Hashem Levadecha. You're asking that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Malchus should come out on the world. It should be nicker that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Melech on the world. You are asking that should be nicker that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael, has Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be nicker in Klal Yisrael. All that you're asking for is that should be as galus amalchus. That's what we're asking on Rosh Hashanah. And it's our job that our children should be part of that malchus. It's our job that our children should be part of the Tzva Hashem. They should be soldiers in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's army of bringing out Kveit Shamayim, of bringing out Malchus Shamayim. Rosh Hashanah is a day that we accept upon ourselves the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we accept on ourselves the Acharayus of being busy with the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Sometimes we get so involved in our lives that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in some way gets lost. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam in some way gets lost in our lives. We are not constantly reminded that we have to be aware of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There are 6 mitzvahs that are tmidiyos. There are 6 mitzvahs that a person can constantly be mekayim 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour. The Mishneh Berurah, the first daf of the Mishneh Berurah, brings from the chinuch 6 mitzvahs that are called 6 mitzvahs tmidiyos. I would want that every mother should ask their children, their teenagers, adults, teenagers, younger children, how many of them know that there are 6 mitzvahs tmidiyos, and how many of them can tell you what the 6 mitzvahs tmidiyos are? How is it possible to be a yid? How is it possible to be a yid and not know what your constant mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from you? How is it possible that you should say that you are part of Malchus Shamayim and you don't even realize 6 constant mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from you? What are the 6 constant mitzvahs? What are the 6 constant mitzvahs? All of them, there is no difference between an ish and an isha. All of them, every person is mechuyif. And if we'll go through the 6 constant mitzvahs, I think most of us will understand that we have a lot to do tshuva on. If one will open up and learn the 6 mitzvahs, and I will not do it, because I'm not here to say musar. Musar a person should take from himself. Learn yourself the musar. Take out a chinuch. Take out a Mishneh Berurah, Chelek Aleph, on the first Amud in the Bir Halacha. Learn the 6 mitzvahs tmidiyos. Learn how many times a day we trample on the 6 mitzvahs tmidiyos. And how many times a day we forget to do what the 6 mitzvahs tmidiyos are. And then we'll understand why we're missing the elements of being part of Klal Yisrael, of being part of Am Hashem. We say in Slichus three words which are very hard to understand. Oshamnu mikol om. We are worse than any nation. How can one even say such words? How would Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu, whoever made the Slichus, the Rishonim, how did they give us to say such words? Ashamnu mekalam, we are worse than the lowlifes of the street. We are worse than the goyim in the street. Ashamnu mekalam. How is it possible to say such words? There are a lot of ways to explain Ashamnu mekalam, but I will explain it with a marshal from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim talks about geyus, talks about gaiva, and the Chofetz Chaim says a beautiful marshal, which we could use in other ways too. Chofetz Chaim says there was a gvir, there was a rich man, and he had two people that he wanted to do a favor for them. He wanted to give them a matana. One of them he gave 1,000 golden ruble, one of them he gave 200 ruble. And he told them, go to that and that city, and use the money to go to the yirid in that city, to the marketplace in that city, and go and do business, and you'll give me back the money. I'll lend you the money, you'll make good business, you'll bring me back the money. They went, and there were people that weren't exactly the right, they didn't have the right understanding what means money, and one of them spent 800 ruble out of the 1,000 to have a good time, and the other one spent 140 ruble. One was left with 200, one was left with 60. They came to the Yerid, turns around the person who has 200 to the person who has 60 and tells him, I have 200, you only have 60. I'm so much better than you. You see where I am? I have 200. I can go do business with 200. You can only have 60. So the Chofetz Chaim, narva du bist. You owe 800 ruble. You started off with 1,000. You have 200. But you owe 800 to your person who lent you the money. The other one only owes 140. Chofetz Chaim uses it for geyus, and it's kedai if we say over Chofetz Chaim to finish the nimshol that the Chofetz Chaim uses. When any of us that are balei kishreinos, that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us certain talents, have geyus with their talents. So the Chofetz Chaim, if you would know how much more you could use your talent, how much more you could use your talent for good, you would realize you have good talents, but you spent most of it and you didn't use most of it. So who's better off? The person without talents, who is only shuldik a little bit, or you who has talents and you have a chayv of so much because you only did a little bit and you didn't use all your talents? Devarim Neiram from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. With this Chofetz Chaim, we understand the Shamnu Mikolom. The guy in Gas, the guy in the street, him the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give Torah, him the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give mitzvahs, him the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give anything. Him the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't expect a lot from, because the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give him anything. We the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us so much. We have so much, we got so much. So of course Ashamnu Mikolam, we are much more shuldik than all the nations of the world. We owe much more than all the nations of the world. All the nations don't get anything, so they don't owe anything. Or they owe only a little bit. But us, that we got so much from the Bnei Olam, how much do we owe the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much are we in a deficit to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ashamnu mekalam. We're in a deficit. You know why we're in a deficit? Because you don't realize what we're here for in this world. We don't realize that we're here on this world with a tafkid, with a tachlis. We're here on this world for a rochnistik, a tachlis, for something higher than the gashmistik, a life that this world has to offer. We're here to hire ourselves to a higher standard. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants from us. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to live with Yerushamayim every minute. It's one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to live with Avas Hashem every minute. It's one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us not to go after the lust of our eyes every minute. It's one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. That's here for us to hire our lives. To hire our lives to a completely higher standard. and we are very far from it. We have no time for the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. None of us. All of us are so busy. Comes Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're all busy preparing for Rosh Hashanah. But the Sheikh Chayil understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a mokim in their life. Everything has to be let go. We have to come to think a little bit about the Yom Adin. That is why now is the proper time, and now is the right time to come together and to hear the Divrei Seiris. Because now we are showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're not too busy for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the main part of our life. We can be busy preparing, we can be busy with everything. It could be Erev Yom Tov, but we put everything aside and we come because we know that the main thing we live for is for Hashem Yisbarach. The main thing we live for is to elevate our lives, to be Mekadesh Hashem, and not to make a cholol. The main thing we live for is to bring batim, and to be ishoimer the bayis, to watch over the batim, that our batim should be batim that kveit shamayim reigns in the bayis, and not that the bayis is a cholol, empty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we need reminders. We need reminders of our tafkid. We need reminders of our tafkid to be able to know that we have to change our life. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Bibchi yavayu ubisachnunim yoyvilem," that we will come to the Geula Hasida with tears. Only with tears we will come to the Geula Hasida. Bibchi yavayu, with tears we will bring the Geula. Ein Yisrael nigalim ela bibchiya. Klal Yisrael will not be roi for the Geula Hasida only with tears. Which tears? Why do we need tears? Tells us the Zohar HaKadosh. When Esav HaRasha walked into Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu heard from him, Anoichi Esav B'chayrecha. He heard from him that Esav HaRasha is standing here, and Yaakov Avinu took already the brachos. And Esav gave a scream, and he cried, and he let down two or three tears. Those tears of Esav HaRasha are what we are paying for till today, Zohar HaKadosh. We are suffering because of those tears. And we have to be able to give enough tears to take the tears of Esav HaRasha and be mevatel them. We all know there's such a din in Shulchan Aruch of Bitul Bereif. If you have a dover that's Osir Rachman al-Itzlan and it falls into a pot, and the shishim, the 60 times as much, it becomes bottle. We have to be mevatel. We have to make the ace of the Rosh's, the moist, ace of the Rosh's tears, as if they aren't. How? We will cry. The question is a very simple question. Maybe in today's generation, tears aren't popular. But Klal Yisrael, in Golus, our fathers, our forefathers, our Eltezedes, our Babis, why did they cry? The Heilige Baditshiva. The Heilige Baditshiva walked in Ki Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. And he took the Shofar to blow the Shofar and to make the Berachos. And the Heilige Baditshiva gave a scream. Weiber in Weiberschul. Gib Tragen. Man darf auswaschen the Shofar. And could you imagine the tears that came from the Ezra's Noshim at that point and at that time when the Heilige Baditshiva asked for tragen, for tears, to wash out the Shofar? And there came such tears that the Heilige Baditshiva had to give a scream, Genug, Genug! And he went and blew Shofar. The Heilige Chizeh, when he went to build the Beis Medrash, said that there has to be an Ezra's Noshim because Medav Hoban, the Weibische tragen. The tears of the Noshim, that's what they need. Because our mothers, our grandmothers, used to shed tears, used to cry with pchiyas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how come all those tears weren't enough? Thousands of years of tears in Golus. How is it possible that all those tears weren't enough to take the tears of Esav HaRasha and make them bottle? question is a Meridike question. Let us look what happened when Esav HaRosha walked in. Who was Esav HaRosha? What did Esav HaRosha think of himself? Esav HaRosha looked at himself as a Rosha. Esav HaRosha looked at himself as a Tzaddik. Esav was called Esav, the Medrash says. His real name was Osui. A finished product, a finished person. He looked at himself that he was Tachlis Ashleimus. Everything he did, he had a teretz for it. Everything he did, he knew how to fend for himself. He was able to be matzdik everything that he did. So I'm the best person around. And that is why he was able to come to Yitzchak Avinu, and he was able to be tzayid b'fiv. Yitzchak also thought he was a tzaddik. If Esav knew he was a rasha, no way he would have been able to take Yitzchak and make a mistake. It was because Esav really believed that he was osui. He was a finished product. When Esav walked in to Yitzchak Avinu, Chazal say that Yitzchak, the Pasuk says, Yitzchak suddenly had a charada. He got very scared. And Chazal say Gehenim opened up. He saw Gehenim. He saw that Esav belongs in Gehenim. And not only did Yitzchak see that, Esav suddenly saw that his whole life was in shambles. He lost the brachas. You know why? Because he's not a tzaddik and he's not osui. Everything that I did was wrong. And for 1 minute, Esav HaRosha was able to shed 2 tears of charata. But what kind of charata? Not a measly charata. He suddenly saw that his whole life that he thought he was osui, his whole life that he thought he was a tzaddik, his whole life that for everything he did he had 100 terutzim, was completely nothing, was completely batel and mevutel. And he gave 2 tears of charata. True, tomorrow he went back to his old ways, but in those 2 minutes it was a true charata. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that's a very big madrega. We all live a life very happy with what we do. But if we do something sometimes that we could sometimes question ourselves, we all find terutzim. For everything we have terutzim. If we don't have terutzim, we find terutzim when we manufacture terutzim. For every kalus that they were noyig in our der, we found a tshuva, or if adreid a tshuva, that's lechatchila. For lechatchila, for every kalus, whether kalus in anhogo, whether kalus in levush, whether kalus in tznius, for everything they suddenly attered that it's mutter. And we're very complacent, we're very happy with our lives. And that goes for every person. Every person lives a life of never realizing that everything I did was in the wrong. I was completely on the wrong road. I have to go on a new road. I have to go and take a different path. I have to change. I have to make a U-turn in my life. I have to change the road. I was going on the wrong path. That crying, there wasn't yet. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. Esav HaRosha cried such a cry of realizing, complete realization that his life was in shambles. Everything that he thought is right was wrong. And that's the charata that we're waiting for Mashiach to come, b'pchi avayu. When comes Shefa, and there's a Shvarim and a Trua by Shefa, Chazal tell us the Shvarim and the Trua are in the coil of Yevova, on the coil of a cry, v'tiyavev em Sisra. It's the cry of the mother of Sisra, who made a Yevova. Ginuchi gonach, yiluli yolil, 2 different kinds of crying. The crying of a shvarim, the crying of a trua. That's the main thing of the tkiyos, is the shvarim trua, the crying of the shvarim trua. It's a cry of charata. It's a cry of changing my road, changing my path. I'm going to change my way of life. But shofar has in it, emir de kikoyach. Rabbeis machshoveis belevish, v'atzas Hashem yisokum. Esav HaRosha cried 2 cries, But tomorrow he was the same Esav. Merabos machshavos belevish. There are a lot of machshavos belevish. But there is Atzaf Hashem. There is the Eitzah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Sforim it says, Atzaf Hashem is begematria Shofar. Shofar is the Eitzah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How to be Ma'ir Tshuva, to be Ma'ir, to make an about faith in our lives. And he's Sokum, that will last forever. We won't fall back. Doesn't come tomorrow Rosh Hashanah and we go back to our lives that they were. We take Rosh Hashanah a different path. We hire ourselves to a different level. And we take a different road. And we stay on that higher road after Rosh Hashanah. But we have to realize that we can't be so complacent with ourselves. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim said a moshel. A moshel which all of us can associate ourselves with. There was a person, a peasant, lived near the train tracks. It was a cold winter night, and he didn't have any wood to make a fire, and his children were freezing. And he went out to look for wood. There was snow all over, there was no wood. One place was uncovered, the tracks were uncovered. And he figured, I'll go to the tracks, and I'll take out two pieces of wood. There's so much wood on the tracks. What'll happen if I'll take out two slats? He took out two slats, he made a fire. His children were able to be warm at night. Tomorrow the train came full of people. What happens when a train hits the place where there's missing two slats? The train derailed and hundreds of people were killed. I didn't do anything. I only took two slats. I didn't do anything. I only took out two slats. Many of us think, many of us, all of us, every person thinks that way. 5 minutes of fling away from Yiddishkeit. It's only one slat away. It's only missing 5 minutes. What's going to be if those 5 minutes I'll build joy in life? And it won't be so much the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. But it's only 5 minutes, it's only one slat. And what is, if I listen to all of Shulchan Aruch, and only one slat is missing, only one of the Taryag Mitzvahs I'm missing, I'm only taking out one or two slats, the rest I'm a very El-Chid, I'm missing two slats. The two slats won't make much of a difference. Zog the Heilige Chofetz Chaim Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said this marshal, if you're missing two slats, you're a Reitzeach, you're causing a derailment of the train. You can't live with two slats missing. You're going to say Rosh Hashanah Malchiyos. You're going to say Rosh Hashanah Malchiyos. It says in Rabbi Yankiv Emden Siddur that in Malchiyos there are 613 words. Why the 613 words in Malchiyos? Because Malchiyos needs 613 mitzvahs. 612 won't do. 611 won't do. You need Shleimus. All the mitzvahs. Shleimus. Shleimus. 5 minutes missing here, 5 minutes missing here, a fling here, a fling there. That's not Shleimus. A Yid has to be B'Shleimus. A Yid has to be B'Shleimus. We have to realize that we have to change our lives to take the Ribbono Shel Olam more into our lives. To consider more the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. There is no vacation from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no such thing as taking vacation from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no time for vacation from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's vacation from physical work. There's vacation from strain. But from Avdus Hashem there is no vacation. Not a minute can a person be on vacation from Avdus Hashem. Not a minute can a person take off from Avdus Hashem. And that's what Rosh Hashanah's Malchus is about. Remembering that I'm an Eved Hashem, and I have a Melech, and I'm a Shubit to that Melech. And I'm a Shubit to that Melech, and I do it B'Simcha. And I do it B'Simcha. I'm happy to be an Eved Hashem. I'm happy to be an Eved Hashem. When one takes Malchus, and he does it not B'Simcha, he's not Mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Pasuk says, Ki L'Hashem Amelucha, Umoyshel Bagoyim. Why does the Pasuk change? Ki L'Hashem Amelucha, and then it says, Umoyshel Bagoyim. Zog the Heilige Vilna Goyin. And the same thing says in Kedushas Levi, that the word Melucha, Melech, means when the people accept the Melech. Moishel means when there's a dictator. Moishel is a dictator who the people are not happy with him. He dictates. He's a Moishel Bal Korcha. He forces them to listen to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Melech and a Moishel. He's a Moishel on the Goyim. Because the Goyim don't say Malchias. But he's a Melech on Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael comes Rosh Hashanah. And Klal Yisrael comes and is Mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. They take upon themselves the yoke of Avdus. To be Avdei Hashem and to accept the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not Bal Korchai. Not with a krechts, with a simcha, with a murdike simcha. I'm going to be mamlich the Bashefer. I'm going to make malchus of the Bashefer. Maybe we should stop and think what it says in Svarim. To think the schio neiro, the schio neflo that we have. That we have the ability to be mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who? Who are we? Who is the Ribbono Shel Olam asking to be mamlechim? Us. People in 2007, people that are living in today's generation, people we know who we are, we know how empty we are, and from us the Ribbono Shel Olam is asking that we should be mamlechem. Shouldn't we be happy? Shouldn't we jump from simcha that we have the ability to be mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam? And with what simcha do we have to accept that malchus? With what simcha do we have to go and accept the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam? And accepting the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam means a Shleimistika Malchus. Means living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bringing back the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives. Living with the Mitzvot Tmidiyos. Living with an Akara that is a Ribbono Shel Olam. And living with one thing. One thing. One thing there is to ask from everyone. To let us remember, before we do something, before we do something, whatever it is that we're going to do, is the Ribbono Shel Olam happy for it or not? Is it what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Is it not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Our lives will be much better off if we will make that cheshbon before we take the trips that we take, before we take the fling that we take. We'll ask ourselves, is it right or is it wrong? Is this what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Is this not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? I know that if I talk about tznius, many of people will say, oh, this again. That's the reaction that we get when we talk about tznius. I will not talk about tznius, but I will say so much. When you go into the store, and when the sales ladies in this neighborhood that are available to tell a mother, you don't have to buy a tznius to get dressed for your child. She's too young. She could go with a dress like this also. As many fathers have come back and told me about Hamish stores in this neighborhood, that's what their wives heard from the sales lady in the store. She's too young. She's only 14. Don't worry about what she wears. Remember there's a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. Remember there's a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world when you go buy clothes. Remember there's a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. It's not only we're buying only clothes for the Goths. We're buying something because we are B'nois Malachim. And we have to go dressed like the Ribbono Shel Olam and we'll be happy. Everything will change. Everything will change if we will take back the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is about Malchius. Rosh Hashanah is about accepting the Ribbono Shel Olam as Melech. And about Zichreinois, about remembering the Ribbono Shel Olam, and about Shofreis, that when you forget, you will do something to remind yourself. You'll blow a shofar to wake yourself up. That's what shofar is about. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Let us try to remember this. And let us all be Zeicha to bring back the Ribbono Shel Olam into our houses, to bring Emunah into our children, to talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam to our children, to talk about Ashkocha to our children, to talk about being Avdei Hashem to our children, to talk about the joy of being a Yid to our children, to talk to our children what it means to be a Yid, and to learn with our children the Sheish Mitzvot Tmidiyos. Not when they're 17, not when they're 18, when they're young, and they can start listening to it. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam will help, we'll all see Nachas, will also see ehrliche Yiddish Kinder. Yiddish Kinder that won't be pulled away by the Ruchais in the street. We'll be zoiched to see ehrliche Yiddish Kinder that we all want to see. Yeah, the Yiddish Mama wants to see an ehrliche daughter and an ehrliche son. She doesn't want anything else. We all know how many mothers cry at night because their children aren't ehrlich, Rahman al-Islam. How many tears are shed every night because the children aren't the way they should be. If we'll bring back the Rebbeinu Shem to our house, the Rebbeinu Shem will give us the Siyata Rishmaya to see Erlich, Yiddish, Kinderlich.